And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade.
Worry, try some of those date ones.
Okay, how about these? They've got gumdrops in them.
Boy, these are swell, aren't they? Hey, shh, I think Mom's coming.
Gosh, let's beat it. We want her to catch us swiping cookies again.
Mother, you just can't keep the kids away from the cookie jar. Not when it's chock-a-block full of Crisco's new holiday cookies. Why, say, you'll be sneaking a couple yourself now and then. Now, you can make these cookies from a free recipe that's waiting for you at your Crisco dealers. And wait till you see them. Oh, there's four different kinds. Nice, fat cookies full of nuts and fruits, and crunchy sugar cookies with gumdrops chopped up inside. And you make some tricky-looking date pinwheels, too. And then another wonderful kind that has meringue and nut meats on top. Boy, will you be proud of yourself when you serve such fancy little cookies and hear all the praise you get. And the big news about this new Crisco recipe is this. You can make all four kinds of these grand cookies from just one basic batter. The same batter, and you can get 100 or more cookies in each batch. Just wait till you see that big picture on the Sure Mix Crisco display card. Those cookies look so grand you want to eat them right off the picture, no fooling. And it's easy to get that recipe. Just look for the Sure Mix Crisco display card, then help yourself to the recipe. If your dealer doesn't have his recipes today, ask him to save one for you because he'll get his supply shortly. And when you set about making your cookies, be sure you have Crisco on hand, because that new Sure Mix Crisco will go a long ways toward making those cookies a surefire success. You see, Crisco's different from any other shortening you can buy. In fact, Crisco's made by a special patented process you don't get in any other shortening you know of. So ask for Crisco today, and don't forget, take home that free recipe marked Sage New Holiday Cookies. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Since our friends aren't in the kitchen partaking of their noonday meal, it's our immediate inference that the meat's not done, which is exactly the case. Listen.
Sadie, I have issued my ultimatum for the last time. Repair above stairs, if you please, and pack your goodies.
Well, that joke gets tiresome.
Don't try to brazen it out, madam.
Mailman brought a postal card from Bass this morning.
And don't seek to evade the issue. I've been a weak, easy-going man in the past, Sadie, but I've come home to find the meat not done too often. You may take your clothes and a sum of money and quit the premises ere the sun sets in the heavens.
Same old joke gets tiresome after a while. Meat ought to be done in 15 minutes or so.
Aha! You come right out and admit the meat's not done. You stand there calmly and with no blush of shame and inform your poor husband that the meat is not...
Oh, stop, for goodness sake. Bessie says in her postal card they had a wind in Carberry that'd blow your hat off. Almost a tornado. Wind, snow, rain, sleet, and everything else. The sleet went to Walter's kneecap just like it always does. Suffered 2 days. Real sharp pains. I guess...
Hi, people.
Oh, that poor little boy.
What?
Hi.
Come in, Rush. I say that poor little boy, there's no dinner for him. He must be told the meat's not done. I dread to see the disappointment on his baby face when he learns
it. Bring the poster card that's on the buffet, Willie.
Hear the big news?
Bring the poster card that's on the buffet.
Okay. You people hear the big news?
No. Somebody telephoned you right after you left for the office this morning.
Yeah, P.Z. Greach. He got a hold of me, all right.
Who's P.Z. Greach?
Pig Inc. from Davenport, Iowa.
An office sing-song voice. First, I thought it was Ruthie acting the dunce. Mr. Victor, go up there. Where can I get in touch with Mr.
Brick Mushman's in the hospital.
Did you bring the postal card?
Yeah. Brick Mushman's in the hospital.
No.
Got taken to the hospital yesterday afternoon. I'm astonished you haven't heard about it. Bluetooth Johnson told me the news when I first arrived at school this morning.
What's the matter?
By George, Mom, you won't believe me when I tell you what happened.
Well, what happened?
He got his head caught in a revolving door.
Yeah?
I wouldn't believe Bluetooth for a while. See, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors for many years now. I've even learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, it goes to work and happens. You'd be interested in hearing the facts?
Yeah.
You know the Center Street entrance to Hamilton's store?
Yeah.
You know the revolving door that's there?
Yeah.
That was the scene of the tragedy.
Brickmash man badly hurt?
Badly hurt enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
He's not seriously injured, is he, Sam?
Seriously injured enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
I mean, he's not on the verge of death, is he?
He's on the verge of death enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you sound like a parrot.
This is hardly the time to laugh, Gov. The Brickmash man is suffering from a deep scalp wound.
How deep a scalp wound is it?
It's a deep enough scalp wound so they dragged him to the hospital.
You do sound foolish, Willie.
Okay.
How sick is he?
I don't believe you people are really interested.
I asked you a question. How sick is the Brickmash man?
Sick enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
Have all the fun you want, Gov.
Will you answer my question?
The Brickmash man's deep scalp wound will keep him in the hospital 3 days. He's to be released day after tomorrow.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Got his head caught in Yampton's revolving door, huh? Well, that was silly. How'd it happen?
He stooped over to tie his shoe.
With his noodle poked in the revolving door?
Yes. He was about to enter Yampton, see? Just as he got 1 foot inside the little enclosure where the revolving door swings around, he noticed his shoestring was untied. So he stooped over to fix it.
Some halfwit coming out of the store didn't see anybody.
The halfwit coming out of the store couldn't see anybody. The Brickmash man was stooped over. The halfwit was apparently in a hurry because the revolving door swung around 40 miles an hour. I guess the Brickmash man let out a screech you could hear for 40 blocks.
My goodness.
It's a red-hot tragedy and no mistake.
It's going to be all right, though, huh?
His scalp wound will keep him in the hospital 3 days. He's to be released day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Thing that beats me is, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors for years. Even I learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, it goes to work and happens. No, I wouldn't believe Bluetooth when he told me the news this morning. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Oh, stop. One suspects one's little boy will not beat any too bright.
Give me Aunt Bess's poster card.
Meat's not done, Dorothy.
I was so excited about the Brickmash man, I never even thought of dinner. No, that's a fact. When Bluetooth Johnson come up to me at school this morning and give me the news, I wouldn't any more believe him than a horse.
What'd you say to him?
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
You want to hear this?
Bess's poster card? Oh, boy. Read it out loud. Hey.
Well, what's that?
I'm dying to hear what she's got to say.
I wonder if when they receive poster cards from us, Walter puts on a sarcastic demonstration.
You wrong me, Sadie.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has been very severe on the twinges. We had a very strong wind in this part of the country that was almost a tornado. There was snow and rain and even sleet. Sleet, of course, goes directly to Walter's kneecap. He stayed home from the barber shop 2 days. Hope Victor and Rush are well. Is Uncle Fletcher settled yet, and does he like his new surroundings? Ask him why he don't write. Yunzi has learned to play a piece on the piano that takes 5 flats. Well, just a line. We'll get around to a nice long letter soon. Love, Bess.
The funny thing about the Brickmash man getting his head caught in the revolving door was it didn't knock him unconscious.
Not the slightest little measly word or comment on Aunt Bess's lovely poster card. She went to all the work of sending.
A very high-class poster card. I enjoyed it very much. No, Gov, it's a fact. Brickmash man never lost consciousness for a minute. He sat on the sidewalk and howled.
Did he produce the same sound you produce when you give your imitation of a guy getting his head caught in a revolving door?
I suppose.
How's that go?
You've heard me do it.
Yeah, but some of the fine points escape me.
Someday I'm going to describe to Aunt Bess the nice reception her lovely poster card. She breaks her back writing and stamping and carrying to the mailbox gets around here.
Rush is going to imitate a guy getting his head caught in a revolving door.
Rush better learn to show a little consideration.
I enjoyed when Aunt Bess had the same arm. Sleep going directly to Uncle Walter's kneecap and all. Got a great kick out of it. And you'll see playing a new piece on the piano is fine.
Let's hear a guy getting his head caught in a revolving door, Sam.
I'm not as good at it as Russell Duncan.
Well, go ahead.
Well.
Hey! Oh! Yeah!
Bravo! Bravo!
If you ever heard Russell Duncan do it, you wouldn't give me a nickel.
On the contrary. Wasn't that a capital performance, eh?
Ish.
still discouraged, the artist.
Know what Bluetooth Johnson and myself are going to do this evening, Doc? Call on the Brickmush man at the hospital.
Yeah, it'll be nice of you.
Yes, it'll be nice of us, and also we'll get a lot of candy nuts and fruit.
How so?
The Brickmush man belongs to three separate and distinct clubs around town. Whenever any member of these clubs gets sick, the rest of the members go together and send him junk. Peanuts, popcorn, glazed pineapple, chocolate bars, all such trash as that. The Brickmush man won't have much of an appetite, see? Nobody feels like eating much when they're troubled with a deep scalp wound. Bluetooth Johnson and myself will go to the hospital and be admitted to the bedside. Good evening, Bluetooth. Good evening, Rush. Help yourself to an orange. By George, I certainly was sorry to hear about you getting your head caught in a revolving door. Yes, it was a great tragedy. Care for a banana? Bluetooth here and myself decided we'd stop in at the hospital and see how you were feeling. That was darn nice of you. How about a few raisins and soft-shell pecans? Say, thanks. Yes, it was a great tragedy. I said to my folks,
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm describing the conversation I'll have with the Brickmush man tonight.
Sound crazy as a horse.
Not at all. Sir Gubba, it was a very strange thing. For many years, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. Even learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, somebody I know personally goes to work and gets their head caught in a revolving door. I wouldn't believe Bluetooth this morning when he gave me the news. I told him he was crazy. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Look, Harry, let me close my eyes and imagine I'm listening to the Brickmush man who's just got his head caught near Yamilton's revolving door and is sitting on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And then you give your imitation.
Okay.
Shoot, I got my eyes closed. I can see the Brickmush man has played his day.
All right, fellas.
Rita?
Should be. Let's go to the kitchen.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. Now, Mother, you wouldn't miss a chance to bring your children extra pleasure, would you? And listen, I guarantee you'll have your youngsters jumping with joy if you make them a batch of Sade's new holiday cookies. Because you know how they dote on fancy cookies. And you'll be surprised yourself to see how many different kinds of cookies you can get from just one magical batter. Sugar cookies with chopped up gumdrops in them. Tender little cookies with meringue and nuts on top. Drop fruit cookies all rich and chewy, and pinwheel cookies with a luscious date filling. And it's so easy to get this brand new recipe. All you have to do is look for the Sure Mix Crisco display card at your store and help yourself to the recipe. It's free. And don't worry if your dealer hasn't received his yet. They'll get there very soon. And be sure you get Crisco, too, because that new Crisco is a different shortening, and it'll help you turn out the most wonderful holiday cookies you ever made. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save tomorrow. This is Mel Allen speaking.